The Kent State men's basketball team is hoping to continue its late-season role. After winning the MAC tournament over the weekend, the Flash has got an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. It will be their first March Madness appearance since 2008. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this Kent team really had to dig deep to get to this big moment.
Amanda, I will not hear anything about Kent State should not be in the NCAA tournament.
They earned it.
They earned it the tough way. They won 4 games in 6 days in the MAC tournament to do it. They knocked off Central Michigan in their first game. Central Michigan has the highest scoring player in all of the NCAAs, and they were down by 14 in that game.
Wow.
Came back to win. They knocked off Buffalo. They've been in the NCAA tournament. Knocked off Ohio. Arguably, I thought during the regular season, the second best team in the MAC.
Yeah.
And then they knocked off
University of Akron, considered the best team in the MAC.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. Even Rob Senderoff, the coach at Kent State, will tell you Akron overall was the best team in the MAC. But the way this MAC tournament's set up to do is actually it rewards the team playing the best at the end of the season.
And that undoubtedly was Kent, winning 9 of their last 10 games of the season.
If you like Valentine's Day omens, that's when it started with them. They won 9 out of 10 after that. In 8 of those games, they were behind at the half. I remember watching them on TV earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Kent's playing at Texas. I thought Texas would blow them out. Kent ends up winning that game.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh. But right after that, they won the dumpster for about a month.
Yeah, the month of January was pretty lousy, and then they turned it around, like you said, right around Valentine's
Day. All of a sudden, they remembered how they played against Texas and played all the way through. Now, they have players who are basically transfers from 8 different schools. Their best player, Jimmy Hall.
Transferred from Hofstra.
Ended up playing at Kent State. There are other star player, Jalen Walker, from Romulus High School up in the Detroit area. Big-time program, sophomore. Then they have a third player, Deion Edwin, signed to play at Southern Mississippi, transferred to Laramie Junior College, and now he's at Kent. Now, when I look at rosters where there's a number of transfers, then I look at the coach, and the question I ask is, are any of these kids going to graduate? Well, Rob Senderoff has been there 6 years, and he says that he's had 19 seniors, and all of his seniors have graduated, and that his 3 seniors this year should graduate. But I could tell you this, one thing that happens when you bring in kids from different schools like that, you're really having to put it together quickly and coach them. So they did. When it meant the most, they played their best, and guess who they get to play?
It's a really tough draw. UCLA, high-powered team, averaging 90 points a game.
Right, and they have, I would say, at least 3 NBA-caliber players on their roster.
Mm. And they're playing in Sacramento, California.
In Sacramento. Not quite a home game, but close. Amanda, I mean, this would be the upset of upsets. Now, Kent State once upon a time,
yeah,
had a big run.
It was the 2002 season. They went to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
What a year that was.
Stan Heath was the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at this, Amanda, and I say, go Kent State, knock off UCLA, make it 10 out of 11, because the MAC does desperately need to get in the NCAA and knock off one of these teams. I always love the mid-major basketball, and we've been blessed here to have Akron and Kent both playing at a really high level. And I think another thing that's really good for the MAC is, you know, Keith Danbrot once again was offered another coaching job.
At the University of South Florida.
Danbrot turned it down. I'm glad to see that, and it shows that Akron's doing the right thing to keep a really good coach and that the MAC has at least enough power to keep Keith Danbrot in Akron. Meanwhile, Rob Senderoff, you know, was able to get his program back up where they finally were able to knock off Akron in one of these big games. And I'm telling you, the MAC desperately needs an upset.
Hey, anything's possible, right?
If they play like they did against Texas, I'm going to go back to that game.
In December.
I'm not diminishing the MAC games, but Texas has a higher caliber of players than you find in the MAC.
Okay.
They play that way, and UCLA takes them for granted, and that happens once in a while, you could have an upset.
We'll be watching Friday night, see if Kent State can upset UCLA in the NCAA tournament. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks a lot, Amanda.